Hello, sir. Hello, mateys. How's it going there? Right around today, mateys.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
It's going quite well.
I think we're doing Australian. Oh, we're doing Australian.
Well, that's what she's having.
You just saw Mad Max.
Right.
That's what it is.
Mad
give
Max
me
is...
a fucking... Give me a point.
Come right, here, you come bastard. Here. Isn't that your...
Come here, biatch.
Yes, come here, Australian biatch. Yeah.
All right, so what I'm saying is...
Come here, you Australian sexual biatch.
But... What? All right. Chill. Guys. You guys, come on. Today, we're not talking about
you would
about
have survived
Australian
well in the wasteland, Eric.
I know I would have. Well, I'd be a fucking rat. I'd be selling people down the river in a second to get a little taste of that dirty water.
You know what?
I would.
Give me that dirty water. Give me that dirty water. Let me suck on it.
I didn't see this movie yet, but...
Oh yeah, we saw Nate and I saw Furiosa yesterday.
Furiosa, god damn!
And I saw
Furiosa
orchestral cover band.
Right, I saw that on your story. I didn't want to ask about it, but
it was a Dr. Dre orchestral cover band.
I didn't know if you were going through something. I didn't want to reach out, and
I'm always going through something, but I don't need people to reach out. I don't know what that means. Yeah, all I was doing was enjoying.
I just want to give you some space if you're, you know.
That's for sure. Four people on the violins and cellos, one person on the bass, one person on the keys. There was a point where the guy who was rapping all the Dr. Dre and Eminem parts all night, his voice got tired, and so the pianist just played Moonlight Sonata for a couple minutes, and it was really fun.
Wow.
I mean, it was beautiful.
This was at the Brooklyn Bowl?
This was at a bowling alley, yeah.
Yo, that place is kind of... Remember when we went there, Jack?
Yeah, that was awesome.
For the band Covet?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, the food there is really... It's quite a fancy venue, that place.
Yo, the food is popping.
Wait.
You know what that makes me miss is corporate, like my office parties that they would rent out a space like that a couple times a year. Sometimes holiday parties, sometimes not. And just the way that you get faded at those events is like no other. Beer, it's almost miraculous. It's
people
beer
get,
turns to water. You're drinking
the
that shit
get
down.
Drunk in a frightening way at office parties. And
right.
You honestly, this is a word to the wise. If there's anybody out there that's freshly 22, they're just entered into the workforce. Be careful at those parties, because your first one, you're gonna want to get blackout drunk and talk to the director of sales and talk to the fucking CEO. You don't want to be that person. All
right?
Dip out immediately and go chill with your fucking friends. All right, you don't want to be an hour like two or three of those parties, because you're not gonna like what you see, and you're not gonna like who you become.
I have the opposite advice. This is where you get to show people who you really are.
Yep.
Most of the time at these jobs, you're a drone. People can get a sense of your personality through your Ame Leon Dore shirts that you're wearing on Fridays. They get a sense that you really get it and that you go to amazing restaurants and have interesting friends outside of work. But they don't really know who the hell you are until you get
faded
as hell in front of them. And
hey, Eric.
And the way that you start talking shit when you're drunk like that at a party, I mean, that's like heaven. That's manna from heaven, really, for me. That's what we miss out with Zoom culture. What?
What's Amelian Dore?
Amelian Dore.
Oh, interesting question.
Well, Dad. You might want to see the side of Nate's hat, wrong side.
Oh my God, you're
Nate, you gotta,
oh, really?
Nate,
is that different?
Yeah. Nate, you got to wear your hat like that the rest of the podcast. Oh, hello.
Normally,
this is kind of
y'all.
This was a brand that is still awesome, Nate, and I just folded one of their shirts over there. But was a brand that was popping when we got to New York in about 2018. And I remember going there with my new salary money from Critio, the company that I worked at. And yep. I was like, let me get a damn ass shirt.
Ame Leon Dore. So they're French and Italian, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, something I like half like of that people. I guess French people really are my Greek people in terms of Nate not liking them.
Really?
You haven't met the right ones, bruh. You probably only met Parisians.
Well, God got rid of them. Folk. God got rid of the right ones long ago. There's no.
You haven't met the French cheesemongers.
What do you mean by that?
He took them out with diseases because he wanted to chill with them. I'm sure there was amazing French people, but God missed them up in the spirit realm, so he took them all back in the bubonic plague, and now we are stuck with the fuckers. Because I meet a French person, good God, these people are so rude. I have no sympathy for them.
I mean, they're probably the easiest government historically to, like, kind of take over. I feel like they've just been, like, I don't think they've ever, like, held their ground when somebody's, like, just historically invade. I think it's always been 100% success.
Maybe not the government.
Conqueror that comes in.
Let me just stop you right there. Let me just stop you right there. Because maybe the government was weak fools that let the Nazis run that country over in the 40s. Remember that war? Mm-hmm. But there was something called the French Resistance.
And that
is what I played in many video games. Many saboteurs were active within that organization, the French Resistance.
Look, their own people took them over, dude. The Roman Empire took their ass over. The fucking whatever was going on, they're just folded immediately.
But please, would you just give respect to the French Resistance really quick?
The British. And see how I brought it back. Because of their military, what's going on?
Damn, you're Jack, flexing. Put them away. Not to shame
your lumps,
your fatty deposits in your arm. But put those things away.
They're muscle deposits.
Those muscular deposits in your arm. Put them things
make some
away.
Noise if you have tiny little biceps. Shit.
You know who probably had those? Were the wenches back in the day? Old Tommy Britain.
Right. Well, that's sexy. What we're
not just the wenches,
discuss,
but
dude.
All that lower class probably were. You know, how they all had that too.
I met the second person I've ever met in my life who has bumps all over their body last night.
Was it a sexy model?
It was a sexy model for maybe a stand-up comedy club magazine calendar, aka Jake Norton.
We need to start making a stand-up comedy magazine. That would be awesome.
That's a great idea.
Because you get to read people's sets.
I don't think that exists.
Yeah, you get to read. It's just literally a transcription of the
sets.
Just
dropped an hour long, my hour in article format.
That's nice.
Wait, but okay, let's get on topic for this episode, because this is one we've wanted, the listeners have wanted to hear for a minute. We're talking about Britain. Not the royals, we've discussed them. We're talking about the common folk.
Excuse me, sorry.
Gavin and Stacey Core. Okay, so, and I think they might be Welsh, but.
And this is very.
I think that's basically the same thing.
Yeah, to you it might, because you have British blindness. I know all the corners and pockets and Shoreditch and all the rest.
Manchester
United.
Smoking crack.
I love the difference between like the high class British people are all proper and they're they wear suits, and then the drop between there's no spectrum between high class and middle and like the working class. It goes hello man, and then it goes the working class is just
they're all making car doors for Fiats and whatnot.
They're eating beans. They're eating some beans and gravy. Give me a piss ant.
Yeah.
They have just fun little words to yell at people.
Well, and the British go back long before, you know, the British go way back.
Pretty much pretty far back. Couldn't tell you exactly when, truthfully, if I'm just being honest.
Well,
long enough for me to
know
be pissed off about it.
There's a deep pagan history to that country. Deep pagan history.
And that is an anti-Jesus religion, which started in ancient Rome, centered around live theater,
Mm-hmm. Sacrifice.
Maybe some smoke.
Potions. Oh, okay. Potions as well.
And I'm guessing. I don't really know that.
I mean, we just got to drop Roman to this for a second. You know, the Romans were all the way up there. They had that wall up towards the top that we've already talked about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, what...
All right, so that's the history of England, really, essentially. Romans were there. Before that, there are some people... Let's just do rough history. Way back in the day, you had the people making those stone... what do they call it? Stonehenge.
Stonehenge.
And we don't know how they... To this day, they can't figure out how they got them things.
By the way, a pathetic ancient sort of cultural remnant, you know? Like you look at the Mayans, they have the whole pyramids. The Egyptians have the pyramids. And then, the ancient fucking British people, those
what
haggard,
if I told you
hunchback
that was...
peasants,
yeah.
They just put up 5 stones in a circle. That was what you got. You were supposed to build a fucking pyramid, dude. They got the wrong fucking blueprint from Anunnaki aliens, dude.
What if I...
They gave them that as a fucking prank. They were like... They gave everybody a pyramid blueprint.
What if I told you the stones that remain were just the foundation of a much larger structure? What if I told you that?
Yeah, I guess the
you'd be foundation... You're laughing now. How hilarious. Oh, it's real, bitch.
Those were Neanderthals, dude. Those were like people who were like 50-50 human Neanderthals, and then they kind of fade. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like they were blown out the backs of the Neanderthals a little too heavily in Britain, I think.
You don't think it was the other way around? You don't think it was the other way?
The Neanderthals were
that
Neanderthals
I imagine
were
the Neanderthals
all sexual
with us. Right. That's what I thought. I don't know.
What do you mean, us?
Well, us Homo sapiens.
I don't have a drop of British blood in me.
Yeah,
that's
you do.
For sure.
Yeah, you fuck. We all. I know all three of
not.
Us do.
I definitely do not. Not with a 10-foot pole. Look at my 23andMe. It's the most un-British thing you've ever seen in your life. I'll send it to you. I'll put it on the Patreon. I'll put it on 23andMe.
I think
on
that
Patreon.
I've been asking you for that for a while. You haven't sent it. So.
Well, you haven't sent me the Venmo. But what I'm saying
to get your records.
So yeah. We're actually looking to respect Britain today and analyze the history and stuff, which
is very big
of us because of the way that they treated us. Because if this was 400 years ago or 300 years ago even, yeah, we wouldn't be so nice to them because of what they tried to do to us in the United States of America, which is taxation without representing our interests.
Well, can I do a tactic that I've learned in therapy for you?
Joy tactic?
Can we practice something here?
A joy tactic?
Right.
Yeah.
A joy tactic. Why don't we put ourselves in the British's shoes for a second?
Stinky shoes. Go way back
to the 1700s. Nah, they're not stinky. They were just wooden. Whatever.
Stinky ass shoes.
Go way back to the 1700s. You spent all this damn ass money getting this little ass country set up. You sent the Mayflower, or actually, you didn't send that, but the Pilgrims came over on that shit to escape the horrible church. But then you're like, oh, they got shit over there. So then you start sending all your resources. You're paying for this shit to be set up, right? Then all of a sudden you have these little bratty Americans with newfangled accents. And they're saying, nah, we don't want you anymore. Appreciate you setting all this shit up for us. Appreciate all your infrastructure that you help get going, getting this shit off the ground. But actually, we're going to start killing you with muskets, guerrilla style, different than how you guys know how to play. Because those soldiers used to just walk in a straight line. It wasn't until the Americans came in guerrilla style, which they may have learned from the Native Americans. And they start breaking the rules of war. And we start playing dirty.
That must have been the easiest. Like people think, like the generals back then, like George Washington. Wow, these military geniuses! Are you fucking kidding me? You had they literally were lined up. Just meet at this time. It's precisely noon. We're going to have a battle right here. All of my men are going to be lined up in line, and here's our weapons that we have, dude. That's the easiest fucking shit. You just hide in a tree. Are you in
right?
It, flank them from the side.
Well, and I would
light the trees on fire, and then yeah,
right. And I would have made my musket automatic because all those fools were just shooting one bullet at a time. But I'd get that extra mag in there, make it put on the automatic little mod on the musket.
You know what I'm saying? I went bowling in two lanes at once last night.
Uh huh.
One ball in each hand, sling down the lanes. That felt good.
This is your brain would have done well on the front lines of the American Revolutionary War.
It may have done well.
See, the British would never think about breaking the rules like that. The Americans did. John Adams did.
Thank God they did. So,
can you imagine
a lot of your trauma?
Then?
Yeah, I can imagine it. I'd be.
Would you be a? Do you guys think you would have been Lotharios back in the colony times?
You're talking about people
who have been Lothario?
You're talking about sinners back then?
I'm talking more about than sex. I'm talking about swag and charm and just kind of like
I would have had my
repartee
animals on
with the beautiful woman of back then.
I would just roll around with about 10 goats on my arm. You know, we'd all go in the bar together. I don't go anywhere without my goats. Oh, they can't come in. Jack. Sir Jack. Do not bring these motherfuckers in here every single night. I say, these are people, dude. You think they're just goats, but I swear to God I can talk to them. And that would be my whole thing back then, is my communication with the other realm. I'd bring them into the bar. They'd get fucked up with me, then a hoe. Every single one of these goats twisted like crazy, socializing.
Oh.
Very social goats. Then I'd probably get killed. I'd probably get killed pretty young.
The goats off the mead?
Yep, you don't want to see what a goat could sing like, because you've seen that goat that sounds like
goat.
Usher. Yeah, that would be the
beginning. A goat with a belly button ring? And low riders?
And
Lucky Brand
tattoo.
Jean goat
tribal
with a tribal
tattoo. Around the snout.
Uh-huh, gold cap tooth.
Fucking platinum eye contacts.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Colored contact lenses.
Damn, this goat. I feel like we've got that new DreamWorks joint cooking
yep,
right now.
Swag goats.
The sexual goat.
Swag goat. Goat goats. Goat high school.
Man. Okay, so a little off track from the British and having a little more fun talking about the American Revolutionary War, but maybe that's
a
separate episode.
Well, Eric, let's say, not to bring it right immediately back to the Revolutionary War, but...
Okay, ask away.
I find it quite disturbing what you've painted earlier. This idea of, oh, I paid for this big trip, and so when you get there, I can disrespect you. And that's okay, and we should feel bad for them and be in their shoes. Now let's say that I go, hey man, Eric, it's an all-expenses-paid trip to an island off of Costa Rica where no human being lives. Go hang out there, man. It's all on my dime. It's going to be great. But then, next thing you know, you go out and you flip a bunch of burgers, and I go, you can't actually eat that shit. I like what you're doing there, but those burgers are from me and my friends now. See, now that I put it in terms of burgers and islands, you're seeing how the... ethics of the revolution.
I fully understand.
You see what I'm saying?
Nah. This is what's interesting. This is the power of empathetical
reasoning.
Hypothesization. You know, see what I'm saying? So for a second, we stepped into the British shoes. We saw how they felt. Now we step back into the American shoes with greater perspective. And actually, now I'm even more on the side of the damn Americans because of the techniques that we've just used conversationally. Okay.
Right. Wow. So it's very big of us, what I'm saying, to forgive them and to still honor them. And I think it's healthy. We should have Independence Day on July 4th. Of course we should. I love that. It's the best day of the year. If anybody wants to buy mushroom chocolates, go to my website. But there should be a reverse July 4th.
Wait.
Huh?
Do you have a promo code that's about to drop
promo
around
code.
Then? Or you just want to?
Promo code.
Because that would be so awesome.
Just swish it. Go to Jack... psychedelicbensinger.com promo code.
You're just mashing them into Kit Kat bars.
Swish a
like,
J.
They're not even baked in.
It's a mushroom just in the microwave with some Nestle Crunch. Some quesadillas with whatever. But what I'm saying is we need the opposite of the 4th of July where we go, you know what? Bygones Day. It's called Bygones Day. That sounds
Let
good.
Let it go.
Where it's maybe, July 8th, the opposite of July 4th. And we... You know, we thought we, I don't know, we celebrate the British and we go, we're bigger than this now. We're over it. You guys are a little ass island, and we are a giant fucking place where Tony Hawk is from. Okay? So we're not petty like that anymore.
Dude, it's just so interesting to look at all this because for a while, you see the War of 1812, there was conflict for a minute with the Brits. And then probably the 1800s, we still resented them, and they were pissed because they lost that chunk of their empire. But they were doing pretty good in the 1800s, you see what I'm saying? It's not until World War One that things really started changing. Something around there. And then World War II happens. They're devastated by the Blitzkriegs.
1944.
And their empire is shrinking, despite Churchill's best efforts. Then, after World War II, our military-industrial complex starts heating the fuck up.
Korean War.
And then, I would say by then, the student had become the master. You see what I'm saying? No. Quite a curious relationship dynamic between our two countries, right?
Do you think it's a problem? I was in an Uber for about 45 minutes, and the way you were just talking reminded me of this Uber driver, Eric, where they were giving me a lecture for about 45 minutes about how America came to be at 3:30 in the morning in Houston, Texas or something.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about this.
And they were like, you know, it's really crazy the way that it was just this total scramble between France, Spain, and the islands of the UK. And so it makes me think, damn, can you imagine if we were all Spanish?
Wow. I mean, you know that my mom's maiden name is Bocanegra.
That's right.
Yep.
They should have a class in K-12 where for one of your periods in class, you just, on the public dime, you just get to be in an Uber and just drive around for an hour. And then your Uber teacher is the teacher, okay? And they just get to talk to you about, you know, cryptocurrency, you know, ancient reptilian
home economics,
conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
They get to do whatever, and you get to learn from the salt of the earth. And they're going to teach you things that you would never learn in school.
Can I ask something about salt?
What do you guys think?
We should start a fleet of driver educators.
Fleet Fox.
Yeah.
Fleet Foxes.
What were you going to say, Jack?
I was going to ask about salt, because when people say salt of the earth, thanks. Yeah. Right. There's not salt from anywhere else. Am I wrong?
There's probably planets
made of salt.
I think
you actually just answered your own question, man.
How did I answer my own question? How did I? Are you sure? Because I don't. What? There's not.
Are you?
I don't. What are you? You're asking.
I do
what
think
that means.
One of the three of us will die on this podcast. Thinking too hard.
Not a question.
Well, thinking to an aneurysm. Two neurons are going to collide in the frontal cortex of our brain, and it's going to actually explode our brain out the front.
Well, that's how much joy we're. That's the risk that we signed up for, and we fully know that. You know.
Yeah. I had a moment
risking our lives every yesterday. Podcast.
Did you see me fidgeting during the movie, Nate, yesterday? There's a moment where I thought
the whole how could I not? The whole theater fucking knew.
I thought half of my face was going numb, so I was doing stroke tests during the movie where you smile.
Oh, really?
And then put your hands up.
I do that about six times a day.
Bilateral function. And I was good to go, but there was a minute. I think it's because I had that large Diet Coke. It was making me get all tweaked out.
Right.
No.
Zen 6.
These have been... Is it okay, do you think, to have Zen if it's been
breakfast,
soaking in water for a long
lunch
time?
Lunch and dinner? Yes.
You know what I was... Fine. Somebody last really night fine. At the bowling alley was popping Zen up in their nose.
No, they weren't. Right. Hell nah.
Snorting
in the nose.
Zen in the nose.
I bet you that gets... I mean, there's a reason why people snort things and they don't... you know, you don't see people... That people gum cocaine, but that's the direct route.
You're saying because it goes right to the cerebellum.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you, as long as there's a mucous membrane
right here
to go through, you could put it in your eyes. I mean, 60% of what goes on your skin is absorbed into the bloodstream. under the eyelids, in and your eyes just.
That's where I do my Flonase.
I can feel that now.
Yeah.
You do Flonase in your eyes?
Yeah, it makes it, that shit go away immediately. Scratchy throat. Under the eyelid. So what's your guys' favorite part about London Town?
Never been.
You know what's weird is I've never been. I have never been to the Great Britain.
Say that again.
Ever. I know.
Am I hearing you right?
I know,
man. Oh, I didn't fucking know. I wouldn't have suggested this been. If I knew you guys.
So haven't. I can only imagine what it would be like from the novels that I've read, from the TV shows. I have a romanticized version of what Great Britain is like. But you know what is shattering that veil is the TikToks that I see of the British people when they're in their apartments and they're eating fucked up meals. And they have really bad sense of like makeup, you know.
Wow,
they're not wearing makeup.
I've heard so many insults from
you. They wear
the
cheapest makeup.
No, bro. It's just
the British people.
Taste.
They must have the most busted Sephora in. I don't know if there's one in London or it's like hard to get to, but they just aren't. They need some more tutorials, man.
They need a mall.
Oh,
there should be one American mall.
Huh.
They just need a mall. They need an outlet mall.
Oh,
just one
trust
big,
me, they have malls.
Or put an American army. We don't have a fucking base in the UK, do we?
Oh,
not
we
that,
do,
not that they know of.
Not that they know of.
Just say it like that.
Stonehenge.
Not that they
Wembley.
Know of.
Look at Wembley Stadium. Start paying attention to the people who are selling the concessions there. You will notice that they are ranking officers within the United States military. Yeah. So next time you try and buy some beans and toast at the soccer game, just know.
Right.
The
check,
red dots on the back.
Oh, this is what I want to say.
In their pocket.
Uh-huh. Look for the Glock.
I think Great Britain has... They have a fucking nutrition problem. And I feel like America gets a lot of the flack with, oh, we're eating Kentucky Fried Chicken for breakfast. We're eating so poorly. Everybody here is so fucking fat. All right. The Great British, I feel like they started that trope. Of Americans being like, because I feel like they have the most busted nutrition of any country on the planet. Do you see what they're eating? You see what their plates that they're consuming? Beans and
I
and,
think
a plate of gravy
have,
with
your prejudice is fucking showing, dude. And I didn't think I'd have to deal with you like this and confront you on this podcast. But your idea of Great Britain as it stands is maybe would have been correct in 1965 out in, you know what I'm saying, Manchester style, suburbs of Manchester. But they have salads now. They eat avocados. They dress amazingly. Their makeup is tasteful.
You think they have avocados in the UK?
Yeah, they definitely do. I've seen
Have you seen one personally, or do you think someone's just trying to get in bed with you again, dude? Because a lot of these British people go up to Eric. Hey, Eric, I had just had so many plums earlier today from Brit. Blah, blah, blah. Hello, mate. I'm from
so many plums.
I mean, I've been eating plums all the time, trying to impress you with their food selection. You see what I'm saying, British people?
Yeah.
So,
well,
I don't know.
Why don't
I know that,
it's... Well, this has been so, like, literally all I've heard out of both of you guys' mouths is negativity about basically our, those are our real forefathers, by the way. You know what I'm saying?
Not mine.
My forefathers came through Ellis Island, straight off of the motherfucking Amtrak from Belarus, straight up to New York, straight up to Staten Island.
I came
Island.
From Morocco.
Well,
and I do not subscribe to the nation state. I am an autonomous human being.
What does that mean?
And my government is God.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Well, Nate, with the sideways hat and the breathe right strip, dude. And the AirPod.
I think it might be helpful. Listen, I appreciate you guys what you guys are saying, but I think it might be helpful if we go around and say one thing that we really love about Britain, and it can't be a little funny joke about how they actually suck. Like, you got to say something that you legit like about their asses. Okay?
Cool. So you just want me to leave then? You just want? Should I just leave for this part? Should I just get out and just this?
No. Let me just say a name to you, Nate, and see if it don't change your mind a little bit. Kate Beckinsale.
Who's that?
Oh.
Kate Beckinsale. Right?
Oh shit.
She's
British, now bro. I'm starting to think a little bit differently about them British.
Shall I keep going? Keira Knightley.
Oh.
Natalie Portman.
Oh. Wait, Natalie Portman?
She's Israeli.
And V for Vendetta, she's all British.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Oh, Anne Hathaway. Mm. No, wait, she's French in Les Mis. Nah, she's British in that. Okay.
The Spice Girls.
Helena Bonham Carter.
The dude who that is.
AKA Bellatrix Lestrange.
Garfield. Okay. Garfield, the orange cat, mate. He's a Brit.
No, he's not. Well, he's an American tabby.
He's British, he might have been.
Let me give a shout out to a part of British culture that I think is quite smashing.
Let's hear it, mate.
Austin Powers. Mm-hmm.
The comedy there.
Oh, the comedy's popping.
Oh, Richard J. Gervais.
Everybody go around and say your favorite comedy from the UK right now, no delay.
The Government. Makes me fucking
so
laugh.
So you mean... You
the
Tories. Mean,
the Parliament.
You mean
the
In Lories. The Loop, that show. I mean that movie.
Huh? What?
There's a movie about, or there's a TV show about the busted British government. So yeah, okay. You actually just said it.
All right, great.
I gotta give a shout
Peep
out
show.
To
Brass Eye.
To
Brass
of
Eye,
course.
Hilarious.
Monty Steve Python. Monty
oh,
Python.
Monticular Monty. Python behavior. That shit was very silly.
They invented random. Random didn't exist before them.
Right.
They invented
the world
club
was
random.
Cold.
Monty Python was
they
random so
that
Club Random could walk
and
run.
What do you think that gave way for? What do you think that paved the way for? Watch this.
I'm old Greg. Oh. I'm old.
You think Greg? Bin Laden was watching the Ministry of Silly Walks in the...
Of course he was.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
No question.
They were doing the Ministry of Silly, you know, silly push-ups, getting ready for that.
Right.
Getting ready
training
for the big day.
What their crimes were, their terroristic crimes.
But they had families, too.
Wow. So the comedy's popping. What it makes... Now, let's have a serious discussion. Because I could hear a British person say something and then hear an American person say it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be laughing at the British person a little more. Mm-hmm. And it's not just because the accent is novel to me. Okay, trust me. There's some very unfunny British comedians that I won't name on here. But
so you think
what is it
scientific...
about them that lets... There's a scientific reason as to why they
are you talking about sense. As far as the... sound wave, like chakras, in a chakra sense, like the sound waves and the way that air and molecules are coming out of their mouth through different vowels, that these are softer, more loving vowels. Is
yes.
that what you're getting at, or are you getting at
well, let me
more
break
psychological?
It down. Can I tell you my theory as to why they are a little bit quite hilarious?
Well, yeah.
That we have sort of an inherited... Not trauma. What do they call it? Generational trauma? It's not that, but it is a generational feeling.
Epigenetics.
Yeah, something like that about the British. Because we despised them in the past for being tea drinking, crown wearing, basically dictators
murderers.
Over our
murderers.
Dominion. Murderers.
Yeah.
Right. Red coat
Global
murderers.
Murderers.
And over time, their status in the world has a little bit... ticked down a little bit, hasn't it? But that posh accent still stays the same. So the posh accent mixed with the a little bit lowered status, that's a bit
You're talking about humor. You're talking
that's
about...
Humor. That's scientific humor discussion.
You're talking about the flawed hero. You're talking about a high status ignoramus. You're talking about Anchorman. You're talking about Will Ferrell.
I think
you're talking about
some
Shaggy.
Of that's at the root.
Talking about
well that's why I'm fucking dapping up the Chinese government so hard, because as they rise in their sort of world dominance, we might be in the American empire might be in decline,
so we get funnier.
That's why we're getting funny. You can sense that year by year, day by day,
we're getting a little more
hilarious. The American accent is getting a little bit funnier, and it's getting a little funnier.
It is.
All of us doing what we do because it's so funny that we're so
right. And Chinese,
well, you guys,
less funny to me.
Our civilization is collapsing.
Well, that's right. Excuse me. Sorry.
Jack, didn't you show me the guy that like jumps on the LED screens in China and he does like an American accent?
That's right.
He's like,
hello, what's up, homies? I'm Tony. You guys want to buy some of my cool LED signs, homie? 2.5 centimeters, homie. Plexiglass, absolutely great for your business, homie.
So good.
That's pretty funny. Need to be but that guy's from Taiwan, if I'm not mistaken. That guy was from Taiwan, so watch it back.
Right, and I would never, bro, Taiwan forever. I'll just say that right now.
Yeah. I got a Taiwan tattoo on my back this weekend. Top to bottom, just the shape of the country.
Taiwan is sick. We should go to Taiwan. Are you kidding my ass?
I'd love to. I would love to go on a road trip, a motorcycle road trip around the coast of Taiwan. That would be fucking.
How big is this? Taiwan kind of small?
Nah,
or is it dude, large? Come on, small, man. Wide. Yeah, it is. It almost is the shape.
It's pretty
of
small,
Sri Lanka.
Bro. Imagine,
what's the city there? What's
Taipei.
Nate, you're mad at me. Wow.
That's also a book. Remember that book by Tao Lin called Taipei? That was on a lot of bookshelves in the Logan Square apartments. I'll just say it like that.
Chicago, hip neighborhood in Chicago. So what's funny is British. Well, Well, did we finish complimenting them?
No, I don't even think we really got started. I didn't get to say wine gummies.
Oh, well, those are good. Wine That's gums. Them. That's them.
That's British, bro.
Oh, those are nice. Okay.
You
candy.
Nate, you're
me
probably
over.
You're trying to discreetly type into Google what wine gum is. With your tongue out.
Not at all.
Things that are good about the UK. Nate, you're kind of wine fully gums. In like a character outfit right now.
I know I am. And it
do
all
you want
takes
me to
just one? Look at this. This is all I'm doing right now. Boop. Oh, hi, I'm fucking normal Nate. Watch this.
Pokemon Nate's turning his hat to the side. That's Pokemon.
Wine gums? Can I just say when I have a wine gum from the UK, it makes me yearn for a type of life where I live in... Remember those houses from... And we're not talking about Harry Potter on this, but from Harry Potter, the Dursley's house. Remember they live in all those same houses? Those are all brick. And it's supposed to look sad, but to me it looks kind of nice.
Are those the ones?
You work day in, day out. You kind of dress modestly. You have a little wizard child or whatever, nephew. And you go outside at night after your work. You have a big thing of warm red wine. You have some wine gums. You listen to the radio. You read a mystery book. And then you go to bed. You die of a heart attack at 56. And that's it. There's something about that lifestyle
Harry Potter?
Not that they showed. I don't
was
think
there community
Rowling
college
was brave enough to show that.
Wow.
We don't
know.
We can only imagine what really is.
Well,
going on
I just figured out Nate's opening sketch for his Chappelle show. Special
what
ed
is
Harry
it?
Potter. Harry Potter, there was a school, there's Hogwarts.
They did that on Key and Peele, bro.
Wait, really?
Key and Peele, bro. There's a Key and Peele episode about a
Well,
great minds think alike.
Why am I not surprised? Because literally, I sent a script. I sent a script called "No Thanks" to my reps, and they were like, "We're so sorry, but there's a movie called Nope that's almost word for word the exact same film about a crazy alien."
You wrote Nope.
I wrote Nope. No thanks.
Nope. We should make a movie
called Yup.
Nerp. Yep. Yerp.
Yerp.
A movie called Nerp. Merp. No thanks. Yerp. Somebody who fucking sees that alien and goes, I'm attracted to that thing.
Let me try a taste. If you
Wait
let
a minute.
Me.
Yerp.
If you let me, sir,
okay.
Can I try one taste?
Okay, I got the twist. Ready? So act one. It's a big, scary alien invasion. We're watching this person kind of prepare to fight them off, Will Smith style, Independence Day. Then, whatever. End of act one, maybe whatever, beginning of Act Two. They finally confront one of the aliens, and they go, music shift, genre change. The aliens are motherfucking sexy as fuck. They are not here to fight whatsoever. They are here to give us ecstasy pills and the rest of the movie.
House music.
Yeah. And the rest of the movie is knocked up, essentially. Intergalactic.
Can you imagine? Oh, God. They're taking over. The fucking alien ships are surrounding the planet in a full grid formation. Over every 2 square miles, there's a giant alien ship.
Planet-wide Bluetooth.
Planet-wide. And then all of a sudden, they all come down, of all genders, all the aliens, and they start going crazy on us.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Skrillex. Skrillex was in on it the whole time.
Well, he got there's nothing I like more than that. He has a beard now.
I've seen that now. He's looking more and more like Simon Cowell as the days go by.
Skrillex had a glow up.
Skrillex. They didn't think it was possible. They thought he was the perfect human being.
Right.
But I like making people think that they're scared and then surprising them, because it makes the surprise even better. Waiting on the train platform, and I'll go and punch somebody in the face. But then I stop right before their nose.
Oh.
Okay. I stop right before their nose, Union Square. They go, they're whimpering. I turn my hand over. I open it.
Hershey's Kiss.
Peanut M&Ms. Then they lick it off my hand. How good is that?
Have some.
Just when they thought they're about to get a smack, they get a peanut snack.
A nut M&M.
M&M nut. That's got a layer of peanut, chocolate, and then the outside is paint. Sugar paint. That's what they are.
Thank you for describing that.
Nate, I noticed you're not having that much to say about the Britain right now. You've been silent since I've called your ass out.
I'm
this hat.
I've listened, and I have grown just like that. A lot of people take years to change. Decades, sometimes.
You go like
for
this.
Me,
lifetimes.
I'll change in a fucking drop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love them now. I get what you're saying now. I take accountability for what I said, how I've treated them, how I've talked about them. They are not one. They're not a monolith. Okay.
No,
there are
dude,
different.
No one is.
Variations of British people. There are different people who do have nice makeup, who do eat healthily in there.
Yeah.
And I have changed my ways, and I'm never going to talk shit about them ever again. And I really would like to visit and see their culture for myself and get to experience their lush and vibrant sort of way of living. So thank you for
what if
for
I told
checking
you
me like that.
Psych!
As a
yeah. Ugly ass motherfucker. La, la, la.
Psych!
You
know fucking bitch.
Nah, don't. Don't take that back, because what if I told you because of that I'm taking you on a cruise?
Oh my God.
From LA
to
London.
No way.
We're going.
What? That would take so long.
We're going north through the Arctic.
We're going through the Arctic.
Ocean.
Mm-hmm. It's got one of those those glacier choppers on the front, breaking through all the ice, and it's going to be about 6 months, but we'll get there.
And I have
when
a
we get there, we
that
have 4 days to spend.
Mm-hmm. This will be my last trip.
This will be the end. I'll pass away when I see Big
Benjamin.
Big Benjamin.
Ben, a guy named
dung,
Big Ben.
Dung. Do you know that's the Big Ben song? Dung, dung, bung, dung,
dung, dung. Oh, that? The CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, Good Morning?
No, that's
Daily Show?
Dun, dun, dun.
What? Oh, no, but
there's
goes,
a lot of different. There's different
dun,
songs.
Dun, dun, dun. Uh-oh. Remix. Big Ben. Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit. Fish mic. Anyways.
Unzip that shit. Let me see
what?
The Big Benjamin.
Oh.
You're saying that to one of those guards that don't talk? the silent guards. Like, you're a centimeter
they,
away from
yeah,
your
yeah.
face.
You
they
see,
start
he
crying.
Starts cracking the smile immediately. He gets fired. We start dating.
He gets rock hard. Can they get hard
Oops.
As it gets?
Who?
Does getting a rocka, does that count for the guards moving?
It's undetermined at this point.
I'll go find out. I'm going to put on some Genuine and just start getting oiled up. next time.
Down, I'm out grind there. On them. Down. All naked, oiled down. Up.
Down. Wow.
Jump on
let's
head.
Let's see you be let's expressionless when I got fucking KY jelly head to toe. Fully fucking
yeah, that's
naked.
Right. And a
you
mouthful
slip on the concrete,
chewing.
Like scrape your knee really bad, but keep going. Like scrape your fucking shit up real bad, but keep trying to twerk it, but it's clearly in pain.
And then they get the bona, and then they get fired, and then you take their job.
This is
there's
we're
somebody
getting
with a telescope
crass.
Looking out there.
The, oh yeah.
What about
snipers,
grime?
I think that are just
oh grime rap.
Grime. Grime rap. Grime rap.
Stormzy.
Stormzy. You never seen me eat peanuts like this. That.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's kind of their flow. You kind of got their flow pretty quick there, didn't you?
Yeah, peanuts like this. I like jumping off the trees like this. Eat peanuts.
They don't even
like
have to
this.
Rhyme. They just say
no.
That.
They don't have to because it doesn't.
But they
matter,
bounce a lot.
It just—it's so melodic.
They're such a bouncy culture.
Yeah. Well, how have like we not them. Talked about the Beatles?
Oh, the Beatles.
Oh, the music. Good God, the music, bro.
Oh, they have a lot.
Oh,
the 60s.
Oh, my God. The Monkees.
Yes.
Radiohead.
Muse.
The oh, the Monkees are American, maybe.
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin? Is Led it weird that I think of every single one of these bands as American? Like, to me, the Beatles are from, like, Michigan. You know what I'm saying?
They're very much not, man. They are not.
From Liverpool.
Abbey Road.
Head,
Liverpool. Remember that?
But that could have been on a high school trip to me just in my head.
Who else is a British kind of rocker?
The
Kooks. The Kooks.
Reese Witherspoon.
Franz Ferdinand.
Oh, Harry Styles.
Oh, Franz.
Harry
Styles.
Franz Ferdinand.
Right.
Get me.
Harry. And so how do they do it? Because it's quite a small island, and yet the magnitude of talent and merit is so high.
It's wealth, man.
No,
it's just pure wealth.
No, it's not wealth. It couldn't
like,
be wealth. No, it couldn't.
No, it's not genetic.
It's talent.
Or else that
it's
means
talent.
That you believe
check
something
the,
quite evil.
Check the epigenetics. Check the epigenetics. British people are perfect. I learned epigenetics yesterday. That's just true.
You
I was know
wondering
what
why
also has
yeah, you brought that up a couple times.
Delicious Indian food. At least London town does. Delicious. And you, all right, I asked you guys this before. You have to pick either Indian food, Mexican food. Okay, one of those. And that's the only kind of food you can have for the rest of your life.
Three, two, picking? One.
Indian
food. Wow. Yeah. Across the board.
And
Indian
it's you would be surprised to hear me say that because I love Mexican food more than ever.
I know.
I mean,
right.
I
Dr.
went to a
Burrito.
Mexican restaurant last night. Dr. Right. But I really think Indian food has
and what,
crazy
and,
flavor.
Okay.
And
now,
no one's
can
saying
you,
this.
Can you narrow it down to one dish, man? If you really had to.
Wow.
I mean, to save the lives of people who you know and love and who you want to get with. Everybody's on a giant railroad, and there's a train coming down as fast
one
as
one single dish, one single
pick.
Last dish.
Is it sag paneer, man? Spicy.
I mean, that's the
that's
whitey choice. A bit extremely spicy
that
sag
cheese
paneer.
Cheese cube. Oh, shit, with that spinach. Oh, give it to me.
I like the aloo gobi as well. Mm-hmm. Or
and we can't forget the general so's of them of their cuisine is the tiki masala.
Yeah, oh my
classic.
God! You know they made that shit for us, right?
Remember vindaloo?
That's not traditional Indian food. Yeah,
I can't even
really.
I think so. That's what I heard through the grapevine, but I don't think it's. I'm
so
not
if I go to India
that.
and they laugh at me at the restaurant if I order
maybe
that?
They might be they might make it for tourists or maybe I'm completely wrong, but. I mean, that shit is quite delicious, isn't
we
it?
We need to go to
spicy
India.
Spicy sal tikka masala.
I've been saying
spend,
this
since day
we need
one.
To spend months in India. You can't just spend a couple days there. We need to be...
you I already are. Got my ticket. Yeah.
We need to bring the slingshots to India. Do a cross-country trip in the slingshots in India.
Yeah. Shit. Like we're in one of those big cities where all the bikers are like people are on their motorcycles and we're like taking up like
the
so
slingshots
much
are like
of,
falling apart blasting genuine
yeah all different Genuine songs at full blast.
Let's drive from. Why don't we do this? Why don't They're we do a road of trip? Us. Should we do a road trip from India to England, or should we do it from India to Singapore?
Well, you know, one of my favorite series to watch is The Long Way Round, The Long Way Down, and The Long Way Up movies. You know, documentaries. You guys know what these are?
That's from Vice.
Ewan McGregor and his best friend Charlie something.
Puth.
Putnam or something. They take their motorcycles. The first trip, they go literally around the world. This most recent one, they started at the bottom of Chile. And they go all the way up to Los Angeles. It takes them months motorcycling. And I think we should do that with no motorcycle experience. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we made it to Los Angeles. We're
the next day. Bro, that trip, I think you are. I think you're discounting how long, big.
No, it's long. South America, it's long, but it's a funny place to end it. For the love of God,
where should they go?
Go up top, man. Go to Russia.
Alaska.
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 Now hold on a second. How did they get around Panama?
That's a whole episode. They had to ship their shit.
Oh, see,
how did they cross the Darien Gap? They had to go on a damn ass boat.
Well, I hope they stayed on the motorcycles on the boat, or it doesn't count.
Wouldn't that be fun though? We have to come on. We buy some.
Let's do that on rollerblades. Or on Segway.
I'm telling you guys, if I don't get a trip like this before I'm 40, it's over.
Okay,
I need a life changing trip.
We'll get you one. Before I have all my children. We're gonna get you a visa. We're gonna get you all the shots that you need. You just can't be so resistant. There are things that you just have to get if you want to go.
I don't need those, dude. And you guys shouldn't be having them.
You have to take them. We're not sneaking you in anymore.
No.
We're tired of trying to smuggle you into Brazil.
I'm still showing my vaccine card when I get into the bar, just so they fucking know. Remember this? Just so you know, man.
It's all fucking, it's all like, it's got 25. Amber ale all over it. Sam Adams. So you can barely see it.
Sam Adams is the funny. We need to get sponsored by Sam Adams. Take Sam Adams to rural countryside villages in India and show them the most delicious beverage in the world and make millions while we're at it. You know what I'm saying?
We need to go. We need to film a spec commercial of us crossing into sort of Amazon, what are those called? The indigenous tribes that don't. To have no contact with the outside world. We're just there with a six pack. All right. And we see if they want to shoot us down.
Of Sam Adams.
Something
Christmas
tells me
ale.
They're like, wait, what's that?
Well, it's Sam Adams. Bring them bro. In. What is it? Sam Adams beer.
We cracked that shit open. Uh-huh. The universal language is drinking.
Uh-huh. Why do you think the Joy Tactics sound is the
Joy Tactics? We do a podcast with them, set up mics. We're the first contact with a civilization that hasn't been contacted since the late conquistadors. 80s.
Right. We bring what's his name? 1600s. Andrew Santino down there. He sacrificed.
Andrew Santino.
Did you guys see Lex Fridman, I don't know if this is recent, but he did a podcast in the rainforest or whatever.
Yeah, it's like dark.
It's this guy who looks like he always kind of sounds like he's like kind of so like he just speaks like he's just kind of, I guess he sounds tired, but he really seems like he is exhausted, and he's wearing that suit.
He's wearing the suit.
You tell it's so fucking hot.
No,
it's like so humid. He's sweating, and he's just asking him questions like, what is your opinion of God being in this?
He slowed it down to
these cultures.
He's getting slower.
That dude needs an electrolyte, man.
We could use a lot. We're talking over each other so much. We need to start. Should we do the rest of the episode in Lex Fridman cadence?
Okay. So, Eric.
So,
what, in terms of just your personal experience, what gave you joy this episode? pretty long
enchiladas
pause.
Rancheras too last long. Night.
That was a frightening pause Cuco. Where people were like, did the podcast stop right now?
Slow it down, Nate. Slow it down.
Sorry.
The pauses are pregnant. Do you see what I'm saying? They're about to give birth to something.
Who put it in there?
You went in raw with the pause.
Right.
No Raws. Condom.
Pause. P-A-U-S.
That is in the pause.
U-S.
Got it pregnant.
E.
Lex Friedman.
Yeah, just got the
Lex
pause
Friedman
pregnant.
Beats.
This is a Lex Friedman beat.
We Lex Friedman
Yeah, I just
beats.
Fucked the pause. Dun, 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 Hit it raw. Hit that shit raw. Got right. it pregnant.
Psh, alarmingly right. sexual.
All right.
What really gave my ass joy this week? Goddamn. You know, I've been so busy coming here, out here. Most nights I'm chilling. I had an amazing night with Nate last night and our friends Max and Kim. But some of these nights where I just come home and it's just me all alone, I've been kind of enjoying it. I turn on, I make myself a sandwich.
Oh, I thought this was going to get dark.
No, it's nice. I'm watching The Long Way up on Apple TV Plus, Apple Plus, and I'm just passing out right at about 11:30, and those nights I've been reveling in those nights, a life of normalcy, you know, amidst all the chaos. Yeah. So I appreciate those nights to myself, and I'm getting to know myself in ways I never thought were to be possible. And I like myself.
Reminds me like of a song that you recommended to me.
What is it?
Quiet nights
of quiet stars. Quiet chords from my guitar.
That's my favorite Frank song. That's my favorite Frank song.
Frank Sinatra. Who's this? Tyler the Creator?
Sinatra, bro. All
right.
Well, you know what gave me joy? This is a permanent rotation condiment it's just forever going to be stocked up. And it is the chili garlic oil. You know what I'm saying? That shit.
You're talking about the crunchy oil.
Mm-hmm. Oh my fucking God. I put that shit in some ranch. By the way, if a pizza place is above ranch, it should be blown up. It shouldn't even be. They shouldn't have right. their fucking.
Metaphorically.
Literally. Somebody should go in there and fucking blow that fucking shit up. Because I went to a place. This is just a pivot. I went to a place, that Italian spot I was saying that should be on Kitchen Nightmares. Mm-hmm. It was a great environment, but it was one of these places where I'm like, this is definitely a place that should have ranch. And I asked them. I said, "You got any ranch for this pizza?" You know, and they looked at me like I'm crazy, and I was like, "What? Do you look around, dog?
Yep.
Look at what you built. Look at where you work, man." This place is definitely, if there's a place that should have ranch, it's fucking definitely this place, dude. And every place that has pizza should have fucking ranch. And I don't care.
Yerp.
I don't care how fancy you think your pizza is and how good you, and the natural wine selection that you got, get some fucking ranch at
get
your fucking
ranch
place.
Now.
You're no one is above ranch. No one.
Nate, 2024. Put ranch in all pizza shops.
So that was just, I just had to put delicious. Some restaurant
I like it
with, owners on blast.
And can I say this? You could spice the ranch up. You could put some greens in there. Like blend it with some greens and make it kind of a green goddess ranch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Doesn't have to be that normal. It can be a little elevated.
Right.
And that's
yeah, you
still
can
chill.
Mix, you can make it your own fancy version of whatever. But just,
yeah.
You're not above ranch.
Ah.
Okay.
Cheers to that.
All right. Jack Benzinger.
Okay. I went on eBay. I got myself this.
Did you get a lute? What is that?
I got a Russian guitar-like instrument. I don't know exactly what it is. It's a little bit broken. It's homemade. It sounds a bit cheeky.
Wow, we can't hear,
you hear
this.
Thing?
But
no, can't hear.
I can only imagine.
It's gonna be something that I go back to. And
but I can sense because I know the chord progressions that you're playing.
I'm getting into my Russian roots. Hey. Personal. All right.
What a beautiful instrument.
It's very heavy.
Hand painted. Wow. I can only imagine. Really
it's kind of a disturbing face on the back there. Like a jack-o'-lantern.
A jack of all lanterns. Yeah,
jack of all
lanterns. So that thing is really heavy. But yeah, it's fun to have a new sound in my house.
Wow. What a wonderful podcast we just experienced, or actually gave out for people to experience. And shout out to the British. Thank you for basically creating our country, in a sense. And for all your awesome culture. And you guys have done nothing wrong ever.
And apologies for the way I acted. Mm-hmm. Or the things that I said during this podcast. I'm sorry. And I fucked up. And I take full responsibility and accountability for what I said.
That's maturity. Wow. And what do you got? One more thing. What is that?
This is just something I want to say to the Brits. Come and get it.
Hey.
Wow.
Oh.
You want it? Come and get it.
Yerp.
So we kind of ended on quite a nice note with just respecting them, and as Jack threatens violence too.
Pulls out the knife. Looks like you're licking that thing. Be careful, it's serrated. Whoa. Okay, everybody. Well, have a great week. It's Memorial Day. We'll be discussing that next week.
That's right.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Peace out, everyone.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media, where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.